who got involved. The one who gave his time. The one to whom it mattered enough. He was the neighbor of the man who was mugged on the road. And then Jesus said these words. You've answered correctly. Now go and do the same. Now go and do the same. Jesus tells this parable in answer or to answer a question when the legal man asked him to tempt him. He said, "Who is my neighbor?" And how true has it become of our time that we often turn a blind eye and pretend that the problem, the circumstances, the hurt does not exist. And sometimes we even go to the trouble of having a look. Sometimes we even go to the trouble of inquiring. We often see the problem. We often see the circumstances. We often see the hurt. And even sometimes hear the cries for help. But we are unmoved. We just don't have the time. We just don't have the money. We just don't have the patience. We just don't have the training. I just don't have the time. Or you know what? I don't have the training. Or you know what? That's not my calling. And the disciples say to Jesus, but send these people away because, you know what? It's getting late and these people are all hungry and we're also tired, so send these people away. And Jesus says, no, don't send them away. You give them something to eat. And then they start to look around, but what do we have? It's the evening. These people have been following Jesus since the morning. So the Psalmies are long gone. The chicken mayo Psalmies have been eaten long ago. And then Jesus says, but what do you have? And they say, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus says, bring it to me. And Jesus takes 5 loaves and 2 fishes and he feeds a multitude of 5,000 men. Now add the women and add the children, you've got a sizable crowd. But Jesus does it. You see, when this little boy says to the disciples, I have 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he listens to what Jesus is saying. What do you have in your hand? And yes, we may not have all that much time. And we may not have all that much ability. And we may not have all that much training. And we may not have a lot of money. But Jesus asks this morning and he says, what do you have in your hand? You walk down the main road today and you smile at everybody that you see. And I guarantee you that at least 50% of the people will turn to their pastor and say, that guy's crazy. He's lost his mind. You see, we live in a society where we're smiling at somebody or being nice to somebody is frowned upon. And you must really understand me right this morning. You know, we live with But the truth is, do you know that someone who is troubled in his heart and someone who feels lonely, do you know that someone who really feels lonely pitches up at church in the morning and at the door there's this crazy man who smiles at everybody. But this man is feeling desperately lonely. This man is feeling rejected. And suddenly there's a crazy man at the door who says, I'm so glad. Do you know what that will mean to this man? If there's a crazy man at the door who would ask you to do that. But now we get all reserved and we get all spiritual about it and we don't do stuff like that. And a little thing can make a huge difference in the life of someone who is in need in that specific time. When he placed, the little boy, when he placed what he had in the hands of the master, Jesus was rewarded. Jesus did the miracle. You see, when someone is bound in sin, you got free. When someone is sad in his heart, you can cheer him up, but you can't change the circumstances. But when we come and we give to Jesus what we want, and we say the words, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother," then Jesus does the miracle. And you know, the more we continue in life, the busier we become, the less involved we become in our individual lives. You know, there just comes a time in everybody's life when you just cannot do it again. When the problem that you have, the sin in your life, the hurt that you feel, the rejection that you feel, becomes so profound that you cannot do it on your own. Who of you have ever been in a position in your life where you couldn't pray no matter how hard you try? Have you been there? Just pick up your hand high. We've all been there. And now you get this. Eight years ago, I don't like using myself as an example. 8 years ago, my life fell apart. My marriage failed. I was a full-time pastor. I had been for 21 years. My marriage failed. My wife and I separated. And subsequently were divorced. And everybody wanted to counsel me. And the church where I was serving at the time even sent me a letter to say that they would assign a mentor to me to help rehabilitate me. And everybody wanted to counsel me at the time. And all I needed was prayer. All I needed. I lost my home. I lost my career, I lost my ministry, I lost my family, thank God that changed. I know this sounds very good to me, but I lost everything that happened. And all the church people loved me. You tell me how wrong I was. And when I said, "I don't need counsel, I need a friend," nobody understood. And I walked and rode in the wilderness for years. All I needed was a friend. All I needed was someone to come up alongside me and say, "It's going to be okay. When you can't walk, I will tell you you can't walk." What I needed. And everybody wanted to come. And everybody wanted to be a better. Sometimes life is so hard. When you need someone to say, "You take what you can't." Anybody else can do that. Pull my arm. I can see you can't go on the other way. I'll carry you right away. You know, we all watch, or most of us watch, the Comrades every year. And every year you see the scene of guys who just cannot walk, they can't run anymore, they can't walk anymore, they can't even crawl, and they have these people all around them carrying them over the line and just making sure that the microchip in his shoes read on the line so that he... What is that? Even athlete understands it. How on earth into the rail. We need to look at ourselves and say, Lord God, where did we fail?
Amen.
We have to get there. I'm telling you, listen to me this morning. There are people here in this church this morning that will not make it. Will not make it if they don't have a brother or a sister that can really do it. And you know what? You don't do that. You don't do God's pattern. You don't do all the things to say God all these things that are available. What do you mean to the heart that says, you are the Lord? You're my brother. So you don't have to do that. All that things are gone. St. Augustine wrote this. He said, what does love look like? And then he said this. He said, it has hands to help others. It has feet to hasten to the poor and the needy. It has eyes to see misery and loss. It has ears to hear the sighs and sorrows of them. That's what God means. That's what God means. In Galatians 6 verse 10, Paul writes this. He says, therefore, however, or whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family also. What do we need to do? The simple thing. That's all we need to do. Because when we look closer and we listen more carefully, we see things that we otherwise would not have seen. And we hear things that we otherwise would not have heard. When your brother at the door says, I'm fine, thank you, there's something inside of you. I need to listen a bit more carefully. When your brother walks down the street and he looks so sprightly and he looks so good, your eyes need to see something that would otherwise not have been seen. How does this happen? It is only God who is able to do it. It is only He who can help us to see the unseen and to hear the unheard. And that's what we need to do. Colossians 3 verse 12 to 14. Paul again said, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together. You see, God has given me the responsibility to be your brother. And God has given you the responsibility to be my brother and your sister. Look at the guy in front of you, behind you, next to you. You see, we need to accept responsibility for each other. We need to accept responsibility for those the family of God. Is it important that we look outside the walls of the church? Of course it is. Is it important that we win the lost for Christ? Of course it is. It goes without saying. I heard this said one day. Someone said one day, he said, we often get so busy of winning the lost. We often get so busy winning the loss that we lose those we already have won. I'm not saying stop evangelizing. We need to evangelize harder than we ever have before. We need to be more committed to winning the loss for Christ than we ever have before.
All I'm saying is, let's just look out for one another.
Let's just go through life. Let's just go through our Christian life with this thought in our hearts. Yes, Lord.
He's my brother. If my brother needs help, my brother needs strength. Why can't I be the one to help? Why can't I be the one to give? And then just the last slide of the food for thought. Jim Rouse said this, he said, when love is felt, the lesson is good. When love is felt, the lesson is good. Carl Menninger said the following, love cures people, both the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. Love cures people, both the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. And therefore, all of you who are struggling with them, I want you to learn to give a thought. If someone loves you, your battle is a lot more than that. If someone loves you, your battle is a lot more than heart. We don't have much time left, but I really feel that I want to be very sensitive today and share about you. And I'd like for you to come and share what the Lord has been speaking to you all week about. And then I'm going to take the microphone from her. I would just like us to have a time of ministry this morning. But listen very carefully to what the Lord has shared with you today. And then we're going to continue. And I want you, while the teacher is reading this, I want you just to look into your own heart this morning. It's very easy to say, I am fine. But I want you to look into your own heart. Look into what the Lord has shared with you.
According to the multitude of the tender mercy, don't come my translation. Wash me solely for my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For unacknowledged my transgression and my sin longer before me against you. You only have my sin, and done this evil to your son, that he may be found back to his feet, and blame when you judge. I really believe the Lord wants to do something specific. In 1 Corinthians 6:50, we all are bound, one way or another, in sin. And if there are secret sins, he moves liberty, he moves joy, we feel shame and guilt, and we cannot serve the Lord and come to our potential as the Lord designed us. And the other thing is we grab that. You don't have someone with sin. And something you already could actually speak to you by his coming and broke down with a broken heart full of repentance. You know that that does, but it did to other people. But it does to our Heavenly Father's and we bring before him with a little heart of repentance and sorrow and grieving of the sin in our lives. And what the Lord really pressed upon my mind is we need to take ownership. Often we need excuses for the besetting sin. Not what it's by circumstance, or I can't get along, or I have to compromise to keep the beginning. But he relied on self and he used action. And I'm so convinced that the Lord is calling people to come forward to stand up and say, yes, Lord, hear my prayer and do as they would do. He told himself from the mercy and from the forgiveness of God and his goodness. And he was sure that he would return to the Father. But God in his mercy. And what the Lord is looking for is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Because if we make excuses, it's fine. But if humility is part of our hearts, we come to humility. That is what the Lord is looking for. And God, I need you.
Thank you, Lizzie. Let's just close our eyes. Everybody, just with us in this place. Thank you, Lizzie. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that each and every person in this church this morning is known to you. You know the deepest hurts, the deepest sinfulness, the deepest secrets of each of our hearts. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that when your children come together, it's a place where healing can happen. And we thank you, Lord, that you have confirmed it again and again this week, that you want to do something very, very special in the lives of maybe one, maybe two, maybe six, maybe 30, as Lizzie has mentioned. We pray, Lord, that right now you will move through your Holy Spirit, that this will be a time of healing, and that this will be a time of victory that has been brought about by the working of your Holy Spirit in our hearts. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Can I ask the worship team just be in prayer for us? I want us all just for a few minutes now. I really believe that the Lord wants to do something very special. In people's hearts right now, I really sense and experience that God has spoken to very specific people about very specific things in your life. And we hear the word of the Lord when it comes to confession of sin in our lives. But maybe we need to, or not maybe, we need to accept responsibility for that in our lives. But maybe it's hurt. Maybe it's loneliness. Maybe it's some kind of problem that we're struggling with. And you might know that this morning the Lord is here and the Lord wants to do something very special and very profound in your own life. There is no need for any of us to walk out the door this morning, the way we came in. You know why? Because in the presence of the Lord God, there is healing, there is liberty, there is forgiveness, there is change, and there is victory. Just close your eyes for a moment. Just close your eyes for a moment. And it's going to take boldness this morning to respond. But you know, today is a day of victory. I just feel this, I sense this in my spirit. That scripture that Peter read, it was all about getting back to the position of victory. And he had to accept responsibility, he had to do what was needed, and the Lord did the rest. And you know your own heart this morning. If there is something, maybe it's sin, maybe it's hurt, maybe it's unforgiveness, maybe it's, I don't know, there's so many things. And you will know specifically what you are struggling with this morning. If you're really struggling with something in your life, I want you just to stand for a minute. just a second. Just a second. When you stand, just start to speak with the Lord and say, Lord, this is what I have struggled with in my life this morning. This is what I need this morning. Just tell it to the Lord. Just tell it. Just tell it. Say, Lord, you know me. You know my heart. You understand my life. And this is what I need. Talk to this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for each one of these people who are standing. I'm going to go one step further. You who are standing, just come forward. Will you please? Will you please? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you can stand in your presence this morning. We just worship you. We just worship you. We just worship you, Lord, with all our hearts, with all our life, with all our mind, with everything we have inside of us. If you're in front here and you want to kneel, you can kneel. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you feel you can't stand too long, sit on a chair. But I just want you to stand before God this morning and say, Lord, this is the moment that I have been waiting for. This is the moment when I need to take back the liberty that you gave me. When I gave my life to Jesus Christ, you gave me a liberty in my life, and I need to get back to that place this morning. But there's a mountain that I need to climb. There's a river that I need to cross. And I want you just to speak with the Lord and just say, Lord, this is who I am. And as Medina said this morning, just accept responsibility and say, Lord, I'm not coming this morning. I'm not coming to make excuses. I'm not saying, yes, because of this I am the way I am. Or because this has happened, this is why I am this way. I want you just to accept responsibility and say, Lord, this is the deal. This is who I am. This is what I feel. This is where I am in my life. And I need you to step into my situation this morning and do a mighty work for me. Thank you, Jesus. And now I want you who are sitting where you're sitting, I want you this morning to say, you ain't heavy. You ain't heavy. You're my brother. You're my sister. And I want you who are sitting in the church now, if you feel that the Lord is really laying it on your heart, there's so many of you drunk in the rest here, and Marlene, you guys who walk this road with the Lord, I want you to step up this morning as Paul writes here and says, you need to step in and you need to say, I will carry your need. I will help you carry your need this morning. And I will trust God with you, and I will pray with you that God will do something wonderful in your life. You're sitting there, and you know that the Lord is speaking into your heart this morning, and you want to come and share with one of these people. I'm going to ask you to do that right now. Will you come? Will you come, please? Will you come forward to stand and say, Lord, which of these people do you want me to share with this morning? And then you share. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can come this morning and that we can just help carry each other's load. We can just step up this morning and we can just do what you need us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. And I worship you, Lord, and I honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Is there anybody else who wants to come forward and just share with somebody? You're welcome to ask that person if he or she has the confidence to share with you what they feel, what they need this morning. And if they don't have confidence, that's fine. You just share with them. And let's trust the Lord for victory in people's lives. For victory and for liberty in people's lives right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, that we can just be in your presence this morning. And that we can just carry each other's load. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. Thank you for your anointing that is here, Lord. Thank you for your glorious anointing that is here. Thank you for the great work that you're doing in people's lives right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. Lord of lords,
He was pleased to be worshipped you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.